Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
I can see clearly now.
It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Oh, bright, bright, sunshiny day. Yeah, it's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Bright sunshiny day, yeah, gonna be a bright, bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright, bright.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm very excited today, and hopefully today will be great, and everybody will be able to hear me, and we will have a good show. Last week, everything had technical difficulties, so we're going to hope that everything is functioning well today and that we can take callers and that my guest is going to get through and she's going to be heard today. And it's going to go good, and we're going to have a good recorded show today. So, anyway, our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. You heard some songs Good Vibes by the Beach Boys. Celine Dion, of course, singing I'm Alive. We're grateful the sunshine is out today. We had some rain and some tornado weather here. So it's kind of scary on Friday when we had the tornadoes come through, but the angels and guides kept us safe, and we're all happy about that, so that's really awesome. Anyway, just to, and of course you heard some songs from Bethany Caudill, she's a singer-songwriter. You can check her out at BethanyCaudill.com, BethanyCaudill.com. So to give you an idea of what's going on, some of the things that's coming up, I'm going to be at a spring craft vendor show on April 28th at the Loyal Order of the Moose Lodge. That's 2705 Veterans Memorial Parkway in St. Charles, Missouri. I'm going to be at the 3rd Annual Metaphysical Fair in Springfield, Missouri, May 12, 11 and 12. That's going to be at the Executive Conference Center. So if you're over in Springfield, come check us out. Bethany's got some stuff coming up May 4th. She's going to be in London, Kentucky, performing for gospel people. It's going to be like a really good show. And then she's going to go perform at the Kentucky Opry May 5th. And, of course, I'm going to be there as well, just hanging out. And we're also going to be doing a fair in Alton, Illinois at Mineral Springs, May 19th and 20th. So if you know where Alton, Illinois is, over Mineral Springs, come and check that out. Bethany is going to be on TV, Bethany Caudill. She's going to be on Nashville Entertainment Weekly, April 21st. That's going to be a music event at Belcourt Taps. That's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m., 2117 Belcourt Avenue. They're going to have it on Facebook Live. I'll probably take some pictures and video of it. We're going to be down in Nashville. And so you're welcome to tune in. You can go to Bethany Caudill's page, BethanyCaudill. Check out Facebook Live. You can check out the event, Nashville Entertainment Weekly, April 21st, music event at Belcourt Taps. So that'll be fun. And that's just to give you an idea of some of the things going on. You can check out my website at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. You can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or also Starwaya, S-T-A-R-W-A-Y-A at hotmail.com. That's a few ways to get a hold of me for reading or more information on something. Or you can call 301-748-1090, so available to you. That's the office to call and set up a reading or find out more information. Anyway, my guest today, she's awesome. She's out of Canada. I love having her on. Last time she was on, she was amazing. Her name is Rachel Kyler, and she goes by White Seeing Owl as well. She's an intuitive counselor, and together with her spirit guide, she's helped people shift their life journeys, shift along with their journeys, and she's had compassion for people. She began as a child communicating with spirit guides, and she used her gifts in many ways to assist people emotionally, physically, spiritually. So Rachel sees guides standing behind people, and she enjoys communicating with them and giving words of inspiration and guidance, and she can also introduce people to their guides also, which is very neat. I also can do that. I've seen people behind other people. It's fascinating. And since 1998, Rachel has the ability to speak through higher dimensions. She channels a light that's called Thaddeus, and there's many writings and wisdom there. And her philosophy is, I believe we are all one with all, which is really cool. There's no separation between us. And she believes that we have the innate ability to see each other and ourselves in all dimensions, and she believes that life is easy. We do make it difficult. I definitely agree with that. And, you know, we also need to not be so worried about, you know, judgments and things like that. You know, we make it difficult on ourselves. So Rachel lives in Langley, British Columbia, with her poodle Sadie, which is really cool. I love animals. So I love communicating with horses, cats, dogs, birds. I do that too, so it's fun. So this is going to be really cool. So you can check Rachel out. She's on Facebook. And we're going to take calls second half of the show. You can either text in the chat room or text, or you can call in at 347-237-5339 and hit one on your keypad, and we'll take your calls. So that'll be cool. I'm going to bring Rachel live now and see how she's doing, and we're going to get started. So welcome to the show, Rachel. How are you?
I'm terrific, Amanda. Thank you once again for having me. This is so fun. So excited.
It is very fun, and I'm actually very happy that it's working.
Of course it is, yeah. You and I both, prior to the show, brought in our teams and asked them just to take care of all the electronic stuff for us and stand by, as they say. And so they're taking care of all of that. So no one has to worry about their electronic communication today. One extra thing that's happened since the last time we spoke, I've added a new pack member to my home. I rescued another little dog, happens to be
Aww.
Another black poodle. So now I have oodles
oh,
of
how
poodles.
Sweet.
His name is Shadow.
That's wonderful.
5 and a half, and he was kind of thrown away by some people, and now he's here, and he's doing so beautifully. He was off leash yesterday and tearing around a soccer field and came back to me each time. So it's just a wonderful energy to have two of them in my pack now. So
that's
animals
wonderful.
First with me.
I'm
yeah,
very glad.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. So, once again, I'm so happy to be here, and let's see where today goes. And,
that sounds like fun, and I'm
yeah.
absolutely excited that you have two beautiful animals there that are helping you, and they're amazing, and he's very lucky to be, you know, in your presence, and I'm happy you're here, and that we're all here, and that we're you know, going to take callers the second half, and I'm excited because, you know, life is just flowing along and it's going very well.
Yes. So I have the little female, Sadie's on my left, which is my female side, not planned, it's just the way it happened, and my little male, Shadow, is on my right, which is my male side, and I just realized that in this moment, oh my goodness, they're just balancing my two sides, and it's funny that they would they'd pick the sides. Too funny. So it's pouring rain.
That's
here.
Great.
We get a lot of rain in this part of the world. It keeps everything green. So there's a beautiful soft rain falling outside. I've got my two animals. I'm sitting in my office surrounded by crystals and angels and my guides, and all is well with the world. So
that's
the
wonderful.
Thought of the two, thank you. The thought of the dogs balancing me, it's as though they're balancing on either side. You and I had shared earlier that maybe we would talk about balance as a chat topic today. Prior to doing that, if you'll allow us to just do a quick little centering that I'd like to help our audience with in this moment, so we all come into one space, if you're okay with that.
That would be great.
Perfect. So it's going to start with the breath. Whatever you were doing up to now and whatever your time zone, none of that means anything. If you're driving and you can pull over, that's awesome. And if you can't, allow your soul to just do this on your behalf. Please don't close your eyes when you're driving. So we're going to take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And if you picture a color, I try and encourage people like a lime or a lemon or an orange, and feel that smell of the lime, lemon, or orange for now. and just bring it in through your nose and then push that scent down into your body. And then hold for a second and then out. Just push it all down into Mother Earth. And on your next breath in, we're going to use the mantra, I am. So on the in-breath, it's I. On the out-breath, it's am. And fill your body with the light, the feeling, the sound, the scent of I am. So begin, breath in. And let all of that just melt into the oneness. And now just breathe normally. Good job, everyone. I felt that. There was a wonderful whoosh of, did you feel that, Amanda? That whoosh of just letting it all just
yes,
go.
I did. That was wonderful.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. That's the good tornado. I'm so grateful. I saw that you had gone through that, and what a clearing. But it can sure bring us into fear. I hear a lot about tornadoes in the States, and I just send you all love in those areas where you get tornadoes.
Thank you.
So, balance. Tell me, Amanda, your feeling, your definition, if you will, out of the brain part. We don't need to do Webster's here. Where are you in balance? What do you feel is balance?
I feel it's like a flow of, you know, getting the different parts of your energy, like a balance of sleep, a balance of nutrition, a balance of meditation.
Perfect.
You know, so you can find all kinds of balance, like, you know, your health and being health conscious, your sleep and how many hours of sleep you get, and then the fresh air and the animals, and then the balance of your day, like, you know, part of the day you're going to work and part of the day you're going to take time out for yourself, part of the day you're going to spread love and kindness to other people.
You know, I'm giggling inside because it's as though you and I actually talked about this. And believe me, audience, we did not. But
we didn't.
Your definition, oh my God, I love this. Your definition of balance is the most incredible segue into what I've been teaching for almost 40 years. And I call it the three-eighths, the three-eighths. So in this dimension, in third dimension, we have 24 hours in a day. So the 3/8 obviously are 24. So you've got 8 hours for sleep. If you're not getting 8 hours, I need more than that. I need a minimum 9, always have. So what? Doesn't matter. But if you're not getting 8 hours of sleep, as Plato once said, fatigue doth make cowards of us all. And when we're not rested, you can't face whatever is going to come at you in that day. You need your rest. The body needs it. The unconscious needs it for dream time to visit outside of the body. You need that 8 hours of sleep. I read about people getting 3 and 4 hours of sleep. I don't know what they're doing. The rest of the time is folding your laundry that important or whatever. I'm not making light. I don't mean to make light of people's lives. But sleep can just, it's so necessary to the body. Then you've got 8 hours for your work or your job. Hopefully they're congruent with each other and that you're doing something you love. And then you've got 8 hours for meditation, for playtime. It's so important. Animals, like Amanda was saying, in that other 8 hours, you have to have dinner, you have to shop, you have to do other things. But if you, you know, if you take an hour from one of them, that's okay. But try and balance your 3/8. And if you're feeling irritable or you're getting sick or you're tripping on things or you're stubbing your toe or you're, you know, doing things out of balance, stop for a moment and get back into balance. And there are many people that say, oh, well, that's easy for you to do, Rachel. You're retired. But I've always done this. And I had a girlfriend the other day saying, you know, since I got the new dog and I'm doing so much training and teaching and bringing him back into his natural balance. Animals are very balanced. And if they're not, they're always trying to teach us about balance. Anyway, she said, oh, this will keep your brain working. And I said, well, I don't need my brain working. I'm perfectly happy being calm and peaceful in my life. And she looked at me like, well, how do I achieve that? So that caused me to think, wow, there's an opportunity for teaching here. And if you're not meditating, dear ones, allow yourself that 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes. Get an egg timer. It's okay. And if you think that meditation is sitting on a mountaintop with your legs crossed, saying Om for 12 hours, it's certainly a form of meditation, but that's not the only meditation. Meditation can be washing the dishes. Folding laundry is a meditation. So many people can get caught up in that present moment. Present moment gives us access to the deeper dimensions within us. So if you're doing a task that doesn't require a lot of attention, like washing dishes or folding laundry or cleaning the kitchen floor or washing the car, that doesn't require your brain to be active in that moment. So what
I think another form of meditation would be walking the dog.
Absolutely.
Can turn it into a form of meditation while you're getting your exercise and walking, because if you're just walking with the dog,
especially if you're out in nature, you're not really doing that much. Yeah, you're out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that on a city street. You're still in nature.
Right.
You know, underneath the concrete. Concrete, when you think about what concrete is made of, it's still nature. And
right.
I do 3 meditations a day, 2 of which involve walking in the woods with my pooches. So when your mind is not present, you're allowing it to go into all the to-do lists or the worries or the could-haves or the should-haves. Or that's perfectly normal, kids. It really is. There's nothing wrong with that. But the use of the brain makes you unconscious. So I'm encouraging you in this moment, your consciousness, not to be aware of the to-do that you're doing, but allowing the present moment to give you access to your deeper dimensions within, the stillness. Be conscious of the stillness and give attention to the moment. In other words, balance is about surrendering. And I'm imagining, Amanda, that's another word you would use in your teaching, about surrendering to the present. And that keeps you in balance. Is that a fair statement?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really good.
Good. Okay. So, and it's easy for us all to get caught up in the, oh, I got to do this, and what about that? And, oh, I got to make dinner. Oh, God, now I got to go shopping. And, oh, the price of gas. And, oh, all that clutter and breathing. Allow yourself to catch yourself in that, like, there I go again. And just come back into the present moment. And in that present moment of the breath is where your celestial team can get through on your line, so to speak, on your I'm trying to use colloquialisms with people and their phones. I don't own one of those cell phones, but the your team can now get through because the line isn't busy, so to speak.
Right.
Because I've watched people, rather than be in the present moment, you go into any sort of shopping environment and you'll see people with their heads bent, two thumbs on their little portable computers, phones. It's funny, everyone has a telephone and no one talks to each other. It's quite interesting. But they're not present. And people are passing them by and things are going on. And it's a time now to be aware. Put your phone down. Turn the darn thing off. And just be present. And allow your team to get through to you. And have a question for them. What do I do about this and that and the other if there's a worry on your mind? They're waiting right next to you to tell you this. Amanda does this for a living. I mean, she talks to people all day long. Well, maybe not all day long, but 8 hours of it anyway.
a good majority of the day I do, but I also,
of course,
you know, I have to have my balance, and you know,
of course.
I have a dog to walk, or I have a time period to, you know, associate with water or nature or animals, you know, I do that too. So it's, you know, you can keep yourself in a very balanced area going between, you know, fueling yourself, eating naturally to, you know, like you said, washing the dishes and having that time to work and then having the time to do other things. And I even, you know, will sometimes promote people and work on websites and do other stuff. But I take a little bit of time each day to work on each thing like you were talking about.
It's quite lovely. I have to say that one of my favorite things is a fresh pan of hot soapy water in the sink. I love it. The hands go in.
I do too.
You know, and you're just looking out. I'm grateful I have a window over my kitchen sink. And, you know, and I have a hummingbird feeder there. And I have a whole array of little cacti, which is kind of funny in our climate. There's so much rain, but my cactus love it on that windowsill because they get lots of sun. And it's just this meditative moment. My pots don't need my undivided attention. My hands can feel whatever's needed to do. But it's a meditative moment. So people, you don't have to sit in a chair or on the floor in a special position with your eyes closed and, you know, the candles and the incense and all of it. That's lovely. I do it all the time. And I wash pots in the sink in hot soapy water and look out the window. And they're equally connecting to God Creator. So I encourage people that stillness, that balance. And if you're an animal lover and you work with horses, I'm not as adept at horse talk as I am canine talk. But when a dog is out of balance, a balanced dog will come along and put either a paw or its chin on the shoulder of the unbalanced animal. And that's their way of saying, hey, you need to calm down, you need to be balanced because you're out of balance. And if the unbalanced dog doesn't listen, the balanced one will turn up the volume and do a little tiny growl and put their paw or their chin again. And the recipient will say, oh, they mean it. I better balance down. That's how animals do it. Humans tend to talk too much. I'm a
culprit.
That's
why they're looking at us like, you know, you're supposed to already be balanced. They think that we already know that and that we should know that. And I think it's very interesting because I kind of agree with them. I think we should know that.
Yeah. As long as we don't get caught up in, you know, oh, I'm wrong. no, you're not wrong, you're just aware, and you have an opportunity, you meaning the collective you, we have an opportunity in that moment to say, oh, there I go again, hang on, let me come back to my breath. Yeah. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, get a print out a little copy of a seesaw or the legal, you know, the scales, what is that legal picture of the two scales, the old-fashioned scales?
Oh,
or
the,
a seesaw,
yeah, the,
or
like
something.
The, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To remind us about, am I balanced? And how do you know if you're unbalanced? Well, you're breathing more shallow. You're in your brain. You're worried. You're thinking about the future. That's when you realize, wow, I'm not balanced. So just stop for a moment. You have to breathe anyway. You might as well slow it down. Just slow down the breath. And you'll notice, oh, there, that feels better. And it's just a practice until it becomes second nature. So I encourage you all, and if you're having challenges with that, you can contact Amanda. She's got lots of ways of getting in touch with her. And you can contact me if you wish, too. I'm on Facebook under Soul Wings. You can message me there, or you can send me an email at rkyler2@gmail.com. But there's lots of information
so
available
just,
to you.
That's R C-U-Y-L-E-R?
2, the number 2.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. So that they can all know how to get a hold of you because you have such good wisdom, too. So that's R C-U-Y-L-E-R 2 at gmail.com, guys. So if
thank
you need to go
you,
back
you.
Into the archives later and look up Rachel's email address or Facebook, just make sure you go back into the archives and listen to this again.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. You know, one of the things that I've discovered after 40 years of doing this work is that many people's stuff that keeps them stuck in that merry-go-round going way too fast is past life challenges that they haven't dealt with in this life because they're not even aware that they've dragged in this stuff from the last lifetime or other lifetimes. So one of the things that you and I both do is past life. I specialize in past life therapy. So I help people with cleaning out that closet to make room for new, beautiful, balanced life. So just as a little self-promo there.
That's wonderful. I'm glad that you work with that also and that you're so good at helping people. That's really
thank
cool.
Thank you. Do you have an example of an unbalanced time in your... I'm catching you off guard. I don't mean to, Amanda, but if something comes to mind that you'd like to share about being unbalanced and using these tools...
I think that a very good time in my life, maybe not necessarily... maybe somewhat imbalanced. I've moved places more than once
in my
lifetime. When I lived in St. Louis, I've been to 3 different places. And I remember how imbalanced I felt when I was moving or when there was something going on in a conflict with, you know, some of the people that I had lived with. And
okay.
I remember feeling imbalanced in the situation because first off, like I do my daily thing now, I do things in different segments like we talked about. There's a balance. But when you're, you know, at a time limit to get out of a person's, you know, situation where you're renting a room or, you know, you're a nanny for a period and then you have a conflict, that can cause a very big imbalance where you
oh,
want
my goodness,
to
yes.
you know, fix the situation. I think that's a very good example. When I have a conflict and it's an imbalance with someone else, fixing that or trying to come up with, you know, a compromise or agreement in it, that's something that, you know, comes to mind, thinking back to, you know, I had to balance myself, you know, find a place to go, find something that's more balanced than what I was in, because there's some chaos and turmoil here, but also wanting to balance out the conflict that you're having between, you know, that person and yourself.
Good example. That's awesome. And one of the things that I've discovered, and we've all done it, is that fear of the change. You go into the future. Oh my God, it's that stupid sentence, "Better the devil you know" kind of stuff. You know, it's so old school. Oh my God. But that fear of the change. Oh, at least I have a roof over my head, and I know where the fridge is, and I, you know, and the rent is cheap, or whatever. Whatever excuse you're giving yourself to put up with the unbalanced environment.
Well,
my
fear was always not knowing where to go, because I remember the first time when I was moving out. Now, I knew some people, but nobody really had any recommendations of where to go. So a good fear would be, oh my gosh, I only have this time limit to get out, and where am I going to go that seems balanced? What if you're afraid of where you go? Where's the balance?
Right.
I did find somewhere that was good, that was, you know, a good balance, but when you're down to the wire, like you said, that fear starts kicking in. Oh my goodness, you know.
Yeah. And that's why being in the moment and just allowing what is to be, just, you know, you're not going to fix the problem in the problem. I hope I explained this well. You're going to, the new thought that we would aim toward in that moment of crisis fear is to breathe. And then say, well, this is, I'm scared, and you're breathing and you're scared, it's okay, it is, just be in that is-ness. I once had a guide tell me that just be in the is. I've never forgotten that. So in that moment of fear, it's breath, know that it is what it is just now, and in that stillness, in that moment, we're talking just moments, seconds, that's when the beautiful team that is yours, we all have a team that is so powerful. We have hundreds of teammates, celestial teammates from all over the galaxies, as well as just light, that are wanting to get through into that stillness. And then the answer comes. And will you have to do something? Yeah, you have to do something. But the first thing is to breathe and just say, okay, I'm scared. And I don't know where I'm going to go, but right now I have my breath. I have a capable body. I'm smart. I can do this. And then in comes the next step. You don't have to worry about 12 steps later. It's just the next step is available to us. We've all been in that position. And
oh, yeah, we have. And I think that one of the coolest things,
you know?
Yeah, well, one of the coolest things I think that ever happened to me when I went through that, and I know everybody has their own scare, and I've had, you know, we've all had different things that happen to us that get the fear in us or we get scared, you know, and I've had multiple besides that happen, but I'll never forget just hearing, oh, we'll catch you when you jump. And
of course.
I thought, oh yeah. And this is just the human side of you. And it was also my joking side as well. And they know this, but I would say, oh yeah, if you don't catch me and I end up over there, we're going to have a nice little talk about it. You know, because if you don't catch me, and they said, oh, no, you don't have to worry about that. we'll catch you. You won't fall. And I said, yeah, well, if I end up over there, we're going to have a nice little powwow about this. And I know they laughed at me when I said that because they're just giggling. Okay, she's talking about she's seriously going to have a powwow with us. And, you know, those are those big angels that tell you, oh, of course we'll catch you, you know, and they're so matter-of-fact and right. And you're going, uh-huh. And if you don't, mm-hmm, we're talking about it. So I laugh at that because that's how it came out. You know, we're going to have a nice talking to you. But
and that's how they
it's great
you
because
with
they
humor.
Really are there for you. They really are there for you.
And they reach you through your humor. They reach me through humor, too. And I've always said, you know, the cliff is not, you know, 100 feet high. And even if it was, there's a ledge that's 2 inches for you to land on. So jump off the cliff. It's okay because there's a ledge right there. The step is not as
right.
big as people think it is. You know?
They told me too. They said jump off the cliff. And I said, if you don't catch me off this mountain or off this cliff, well, don't you think we'll catch you? And I'm like, no. Well, you should know we'll catch you. And I said, we'll talk about it. And there is. There's just a little landing place where they do catch you.
My picture is always this gorgeous banquet because I'm an ex-chef by profession. And so there's this gorgeous banquet.
We would
and this
do really well. I love cooking in the kitchen.
I find it meditative. I don't cook anymore.
Me too.
It's just me and the dogs. But if you picture this beautiful table with all the china and the silver and the white tablecloth and the big candelabras and the flowers, and it's just gorgeous. And your seat at the table is at the head or the foot in this captain's chair with arms, and it's just beautiful. And you approach the table, and the chair is waiting for you. And as you sit down, do you really, not you, people that are in fear, do you really think that that chair is going to be pulled out from under you? Do you think God is going to say, well, that was a fun joke, as you fall to the floor? It doesn't happen. Your team, creator, soul, light, love, whatever you call your higher power, is standing behind the chair waiting to push you in gently toward the table. And we forget that we're not alone here. There's a myriad of light behind you, around you, through you. We are God. When I asked you in the beginning to all say, I am, that's a name for Creator, for Almighty. For all that is. You are God. You're a reflection of God. So fear is a healthy thing. It's perfectly normal. It's what you do with that fear. Just breathe. And in those moments where, oh my God, I have to move, or I have to change jobs, or I have to do this, or I have to do that, first of all, I encourage you all to get rid of the word have to. You don't have to do anything. Your beingness is all that's necessary. Does this sound esoteric and unachievable? I say no. We're so busy with the brain, keeping the brain occupied, which is really just the little will, that egoic part of us that controls you because it's afraid to die. And that's a whole nother subject maybe we can talk about someday, Amanda. But I really
Once I saw my grandmother and I knew it wasn't a bad thing to die, you know, that's when you fear unknown, that's the fear of that, just putting it very simply. But I know what you're saying, and that is a whole other topic.
Yeah, of course. Fear can really push us. It'll push us forward. It'll push us back, but it will push you. But it's no reason.
I kept getting this picture of the chair being pulled out from under you and the guides. Yeah, I'm talking about just a general, the chair being pulled out from under somebody. and the person laughing and you laughing with the guides. It's kind of funny. A person, just a normal person. So I'm throwing that out there that, you know, yeah, we are going to have falls and we are going to have fears and we are going to have things that happen to us. But when we can laugh at it with our guides, you know, it can bring us joy.
That's another way of looking this, and I think that's lovely. Absolutely. So, are we ready for calls? Or
we can take a break and then take some callers. How does that sound? Are you ready?
I would love a little bit of a break for a second. I need to go get
No problem. That's what I was just going to say to you. So, everybody, you're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Rachel Kyler. You can find her at rcuyler2@gmail.com. You can also find her on Facebook. We will be right back after this commercial break, and we're going to give Rachel a little breather here to get ready and get started. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. You can also ask a question in the chat room, or you can, you know, message your question, and I'll get to you. So again, that's 347-237-5339. 1 on your keypad. We will be right back after this commercial break. See you in a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Understand.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. We're going to take your calls. And if you want to reach out to Rachel, you can find her on Facebook, Rachel Cuyler, C-U-Y-L-E-R. You can also email rcuyler2@gmail.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can check out our singer who sang some songs today, Bethany, at Bethany, BethanyCaudill.com. There you'll find her schedule and stuff. You can check me out, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. You can find me there, Amanda Dowell with one L, psychic-healer.com. I'm on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. Starwaya at hotmail.com is another way you can get a hold of me, Starwaya at hotmail. So again, that call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad and make sure you check out Rachel too. She's really awesome. So we're going to bring Rachel back and take some calls. Welcome back, Rachel.
Thank you. I'm here.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to go with our first question here, which comes from Anne-Marie. And Anne-Marie's question is Gerhard going to pay this credit card bill? She wants to know the answer to that question.
Next. Oh, dear. We're making light, Anne-Marie, and we're not meant to do that. First of all, you have all these answers within you, sweetheart. And, you know, I, for one, I can only speak for myself, but I don't predict the future. I don't do that whole crystal ball thing. No one can. No one can. And if people can say they can predict the future, you need to run because they can't.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating, Anne-Marie, you are creating your own future. You are creating your own now. You are creating your own experiences that you are drawing to you. So if you're wondering about this, it's not the payment of the bill you're looking for. It's how to overcome the fear you have about this. So there's a lesson there for you, and I'm not going to go into that whole lesson. This is not the place, but you can contact either Amanda or myself, and we'll help you with that. But questions about the future is not really what you're, in all truth, what you're looking for. You're looking for help with the fear, if I may be so bold. And I send you so much love in that learning experience.
Thank you, Rachel. That was wonderful. We're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 203. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're great. What is your name, please?
Basil. It's rare,
okay.
So sometimes it's kind of like hard to pronounce. It's like Stacy and pencil. I'm not trying to make fun of my name, but...
No, that's lovely. It makes you unique.
Yeah. Thank you.
How may
so
we be in service to you?
Yeah, so I've been having a little issue at my job because my hours have been cut lately, and, you know, just trying to see, like, you know, because I haven't really spoke to my boss about my own situation as far as, like, you know, I need to pay my bills and, you know, things like that. It's just been nerve-wracking,
mm-hmm.
you know, last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if things will get better.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
At any point, fairly recently or in the last, let's say, 6 months, have you been hoping, wishing, dreaming, imagining yourself doing something else that you find more rewarding? Do you have the sentence in your head, either expressed out loud or not? Oh, if I could only do this, I'd be happier. Or I wish I could be doing what I really love. Have you ever had that conversation with yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you have. Guess what? I hate to tell you this, my darling friend. The universe is supporting you with that and saying, great, let's create that for him.
Right.
That's tough, isn't it? It's kind of tough to hear that. Be careful what you wish for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the universe is creating this experience for you in order to create an opening for you, the joy that you want to look for, darling, is to take a piece of paper and a pencil, pen, whatever. You can do it on your computer, but I prefer that you do it where your energy of your hand is actually writing on a piece of paper. And start writing down all the great things on your present job. Are there people that you like? Are there certain bits of your job that you really enjoy? Is the coffee break you like? I can guarantee you there are many things on your current job that you love. I want you to write them down. And only look at those. Because you will do two things. A, you will create more of them. And B, opportunity will then arise for you to do what you really love. And it may even happen on the physical job you're on. I don't know. That's not the point. The point
right.
is to love and absolute bliss in your current beingness now. Find the things in the boss. Find the things in coworkers. The very thing that's bugging you, I want you to find. You might have to dig deep. It's okay. It won't hurt you.
Yeah.
To find that little bit of bliss in the very thing that's bugging you and watch it be healed quickly. This is going to move you so fast. You be careful, honey. Fasten your seatbelt.
Okay.
Tell me how you feel in this moment. What's your truth in this moment? There may be some fear in your tummy, but tell me your truth in this moment, sweetie.
Well, my fear is because it's mostly just a fear of lack of money for me to fund for my bills that are really
you
important.
Have a okay, in this moment, right in this moment, I don't know where you are and it doesn't matter. In this moment, right now, do you have a roof over your head? Is there a roof for you to be in, under?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there food in your cupboard somewhere?
Yeah.
Even if it's one can of beans?
Yeah. I actually
you have food right now? So right now you have shelter. Right now you have food. I'm assuming you own one set of clothing at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Perfect. So right now you're being taken care of, aren't you? Food, clothing, and shelter is all a human needs.
Yeah.
All the rest is just want. So right now you're in bliss, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So just breathe into that right now and say it in your mind's eye. Right now I'm being taken care of. So what am I afraid of? Amanda and I were sharing earlier, if you heard it, about the chair being pulled out from under you as you go to sit at the banquet table. It's not going to happen, honey. Creator's taking, I don't know how old you are and it doesn't matter, but up to this point, have you not been taken care of?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Then what makes you think you won't be going forward?
My car, I was supposed to move sometime soon in May.
Okay, that's all fear talking, but could I bring you back into the present, sweetie?
Yeah.
What makes you feel that you won't be taken care of moving forward?
Just not having enough funds for everything that I need, just what I have right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to let you just kind of sit in this conversation. You can go back and listen to it again until you have that moment of right now I am well. So I'm going to have you say that and then we'll move on.
Okay.
Right now I am well.
Right now I'm well.
So that's your mantra for the day, and that's your homework.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. Lots of love.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're more than
welcome.
Thank you.
Blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is area code 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm kind of afraid to ask a question because I'm afraid I'm asking the wrong thing.
Wow. No. You've got lots bubbling up there, eh? What's your name, sweetie?
Lisa.
Lisa. So, Lisa, can you do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
Right now, I want you to take a breath. Just take a deep breath and put your shoulders down and let your tummy relax. Just take a breath. There you go. Let the air out of the tire. And just ask your question, sweetie. I can guarantee that Amanda and I have heard them all. I know I have. I bet you there's no one
sure
you haven't heard. Your fear is unwarranted. So just ask, darling.
I'm wondering when things will improve in my life. It seems
whenever
like
you want them to be.
I want them to, and they just aren't happening.
Perfect. You're not allowing it. You like the drama.
No, I don't. How can I let that?
Really?
How can
then
I let
why
go?
Why are you creating it, honey?
I don't want drama, believe me.
Then what? Okay, would you like a solution?
Yes.
Perfect. Are you willing to hear the solution?
Yes.
Okay. Here you go. When our mind and our thoughts and our languaging goes to I don't want, I don't have, no, not, don't, those words are extremely powerful. And when you express them to yourself, either out loud or silently, you create the very thing you don't want. Here's an example. Don't forget to pick up milk on your way home. Don't forget to pick up the dry cleaning. I don't want my car to break down. Oh, I hope they don't call on me at the meeting. Any of those things ever happen to you? The very thing you don't want?
Mm-hmm.
You create it, darling, by saying you don't want it. Don't you see that?
That is amazing.
Yeah, ain't it, though?
I'll do it every day.
I know. So here's your homework.
Okay.
Get a piece of paper. Today is paper and pen day.
Okay.
No computers, no texting, none of that stuff. We're going to be old school today. We're going to honor your grandparents today. I'm probably old enough to be your grandmother. So we're going to honor us with a paper and a pen.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you write all the don'ts, nots, and no's on one side of your paper. At the top of the paper, I want you to put I don't want. And then list all the stuff you don't want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Each sentence that you write on your list of I don't want, go to the right side of the paper, and at the top of the paper write I do want. And write the opposite of the I don't wants. And when you're finished your list, you will also discover that your don't want list is a lot longer because you're so used to saying that to yourself. I want you to cut the paper in half and burn the left-hand side. Burn it, toss it in the garbage, recycle, whatever, who cares, shred it, do whatever you want. Take the I do want list and stick it on your fridge where you can see it, or your bathroom mirror, or somewhere where you're going to see it, and read it every single day. Now, if you're not willing to do any of this, well, you're going to get more of what you've got.
Oh, I'm willing.
Good girl. Good answer. You get the gold star today. The body will listen to what you want. It will also listen to what you don't want because it can't tell the difference.
Okay, thank
you. So off you go and have a fabulous life.
Thank you. You too.
And I wrap you in...
Thank you for calling.
In fairy dust.
Thank you for being there. Oh, I love fairy dust. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Blessings. Our next caller is area code 504. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How can we help you?
Hi, Amanda. I would like any message from Spirit that helps me on my path. And she said that she was really good with past lives, and I feel like I'm sort of going through past life stuff, and I'm just wondering what you can pick up for me.
Well, I'll let you answer the first part of that if you like, Amanda, since she addressed it to you.
Okay. Well, I was going to let you go first. Something was telling me you had a message for her. Then I'll chime in.
Okay. First of all, what's your name?
Oh, my name's Mary Lou, and I'm from New Orleans.
Mary Lou. Lovely part of the planet. Surrounded with lots of water. So, Mary Lou, what is your seeming challenge in this month? This may take a lot longer than I'm prepared to do today.
Oh.
And you're so welcome to message me on Facebook under Soul Wings or my email address. But briefly, as brief as we can, what is the challenge that you're having that makes you think that this is a past life? How's it showing up in your world?
It seems like there are some pretty strange relationships around me, and that
okay,
there are
perfect.
Patterns.
Okay. So you're just cleaning up some past stuff. There's three lifetimes. Okay. You're living as one right now. There's your message. You're cleaning up because one of the things that you're awfully good at, Mary Lou, is multitasking. So a bit of you is also like a bit of me. I kind of want things to happen yesterday. I want to do it all now. I want to have the end result happen quickly because I'm busy. I used to be like that. I'm not anymore. But one of the things you're doing is you're cleaning up three past lives. One of them is around a very ugly man in that lifetime. And you're trying to clean up this all in this lifetime. And I'm not going to solve this with your help in a 30-second conversation.
Right.
Can it be done? Absolutely. Is it past life? Absolutely. But the main answer to your question is you're living three lifetimes and you're doing them all in this one, and that's why it's overwhelming to you.
Okay.
So we need to kind of just slow down the process. And it's not about the story. And that's your mantra for today. It's not about the story. Perfect.
I do hope that I have a good understanding of what is going on in certain situations. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
Yeah, it does. I keep getting that you are going to make sense of what is going on with the situations, and you're going to know. And I keep seeing, two big archangels around you, one of them very profound being Gabriel and the other one being Raphael. So that's two important things, communication and healing in your life. So that tells me that you're going to make it through just fine.
And there's some trust here too. There's a lesson of trust. So sometimes we don't have to have all the details. We don't need to know all the details. We just have to trust.
Right.
And there's some learning around that. It's just it's not learning so much as it is remembering how powerful you really are. You have a huge, profound work that is waiting to be uncovered of your gift to humanity, and it's enormous. And getting through this little glitch is going to be fast and easy for you. And the fact that you're willing now to address it is awesome.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Blessings. Our last caller is area code 330. You're on the line with Amanda and Rachel. How are you? Hello, 330. Okay, Rachel, well, they're not answering, so I guess that was my last caller. Thank you for coming on today.
Oh, okay.
I really appreciate you being my guest. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoyed this immensely today, as I always do, and I look forward to following you, and I wish I could come to some of these events that you're going to be at.
Oh, thank you.
All the best to you.
Well,
at the
maybe
fair. That's going to be a blast.
Thank you. One day maybe you can. You never know.
You never know
what can happen in the future. So
you
thank you,
know.
And we'll do this again soon.
I look forward to that. Thank you, Amanda, and my love to all of you.
Thank you for listening, everybody. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Thank you, Rachel. Tune in next week at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we will do this again. Thanks, everybody. You can go back and get information on how to get a hold of us. Go back in the archives. Thanks, everybody.